Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Paul Legal Show. Brad Paulk in studio today, talking to you about a legal topic today that's going to be very important for you to understand and for you to know. It's how the legislature, state of Colorado, has taken action to put curbs. That's why I would say put curbs on the failure to cooperate defense that insurance companies use quite often. It's something we're going to talk about a little bit. We are Bell and Pollock. We are a personal injury law firm. We have been together since 1984. It's Bell and Pollock or championsofthepeople.com, 303-795-5900. If you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another, the wrongful acts of another, give us a call. We will set you up with a legal game plan to help you be prepared for what's going to come, what's going to happen, how you're going to be compensated for your injuries, damages, and losses, what's available to you to make sure that you're going to be able to put your family back together, your life back together, your home back together, your car back together, to help you with all the different things that you need to be able to deal with. We're going to be there to help you with regard to how you can get your life back on track. Injuries can be devastating. Driving a car is an everyday act. Getting in our cars is an everyday act. Going around doing things is an everyday act. And yet many times driving a car is the most dangerous thing you're going to do all day. It's the most dangerous thing you're going to do in a week, in a month. Every time you get in the car and you go out on the roads, you expose yourself, your spouse, your children, your parents, whoever you might be in the car with you, whatever you might be doing, your friends, all of them are exposed to potential injury in the flash of an eye or in the flash of a second. Next thing you know, you look and there's a car in front of you, or there's a car alongside you smashing into you. There's a car running into the back of you. Something's happening. Somebody's made a turn in front of you, or they've crossed through a stop sign. Sometimes they're guilty of additional negligent acts or intentional acts such as drunk driving or texting while driving. Sometimes they've made a mistake. But the bottom line is, regardless of what might be behind how it happened, the situation you face is that you are faced with the fact that you have been injured, that you are trying to put your life back together, that you now are in the doctor's office. You have gone to the emergency room. You've had the ambulance. You've had to check with the doctor. You have that constant back pain, that constant pain in your leg or in your neck or in your head that just won't go away. And then you look and you say, well, I need to have recovery, or a hailstorm comes through, or something happens to your home that you should have insurance on. And it comes through and it damages your house. It damages your home. It damages your building, some property you've got. A hailstorm damages your car, and you are left with having to put that back together. And when you're left with having to put that back together, the first place we look at is insurance. And where are we going to look at insurance? Well, the first place we look at insurance is normally, if it's been in a car crash, is the person who caused the crash. They are supposed to have liability insurance, at least $25,000 of liability insurance per person, $50,000 per incident. And that's by law. Statistics have indicated that 26%, over a quarter of the drivers out on the road, that's all right, 26% or a quarter of the riders out on the road either have the minimum amount of $25,500 or have no insurance at all. So how do you protect yourself? How do you make sure you're going to have coverage? How do you make sure you're going to be able to be taken care of when this crash happens? And what you find yourself having to do is you find yourself many times relying on your uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage. And that's a very important element of your coverage. You should never waive that. You should always make sure you have it. You should get it in higher amounts if you can than the $25,500 that might be available. You should get it so it's going to give you protection for you and your loved ones and even other people you have in the car. If you're carpooling and you got people in the car, you should have it available to you so that you can make sure you're going to be able to have good coverage. That's the same thing with your MedPay. You want to make sure that you have MedPay. You want to make sure that it's there to take care of you also. and you want to make sure that that MedPay is something that you're going to be able to take advantage of and that every person in your car can take advantage of. So that's what we're doing when we're dealing with these kind of cases. We're trying to find, to begin with, at Bell and Pollock. You can reach us at 303-795-5900 or contact us at championsofthepeople.com or bellpollock.com. We have a very interactive website. In this day of coronavirus, we're able to deal with you through virtual meetings, through Zoom, through whatever conduit or way you want to meet. We can meet with you in person. And the great thing about it is we can take your case from start to finish without you ever having to step foot in our office and without you ever having to be exposed, if you feel that you don't want to be exposed, without you ever being exposed to being within 6 foot of anybody. Or we can meet with you and we can sit down and talk to you. We'll observe all appropriate guidelines, all protocols. We'll have masks. We'll have distance between us. We'll make sure that you're protected. But the bottom line is, don't lose your case. Don't lose the ability to take care of yourself and the ability to get compensated for your damages because of your fear of the coronavirus. We need to take care of you. And you can contact us at bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com, or 303-795-5900. So what we've done, we've set the stage here. Now, I've talked about a personal injury where the damages from the negligent party, the person who caused the crash, are not sufficient to allow you to be made whole, to compensate you for all your injuries, damages, and losses. This can also happen with respect to your house. You have a hailstorm or you have some kind of damage to your house that should be covered by insurance. And insurance all of a sudden starts giving you problems. Why? Because that's what they want. They don't want to pay you. Insurance companies want to take your premium. They want to collect, but they don't want to pay you. And please don't be sitting there thinking, I've been with my same insurance company for 20 years. I've never made a claim. I give them my car insurance. I give them my house insurance. I give them my boat insurance. I give them all this money, and surely they would take care of me. My agent loves me. I meet my agent. He sends me a gift every Christmas or every birthday I have or every anniversary. He sends me cards. I know him personally. Your agent has nothing to do with adjusting a claim. Your agent can't adjust the claim. Your agent has to let that go to the adjuster. So what are you facing? You're facing the fact that you have to deal with an adjuster who has no interaction with you, except that adjuster has been trained by the insurance company to mitigate the amount of damages and mitigate the amount of money they have to pay on your injury. They have to pay on your damaged house, and they're looking for ways to avoid responsibility. There's reasons for that, and those reasons are very clear that they want to save money. So what are we talking about? Carriers in Colorado have become increasingly aggressive in fraud and misrepresentation, and in asserting the failure to cooperate defense. So they're going to try to stop you from recovering by yelling fraud, misrepresentation, or failure to cooperate. We especially see many onerous demands in theft and fire claims, and occasionally in hail and wind claims, and in your UIM claims that are made by insurance companies to get you to fall victim to the failure to cooperate defense. And when they have you fall victim to that failure to cooperate defense, they know they're putting themselves in a position where they're not going to have to pay you. There are lawyers around this town who work for insurance companies, and I can tell you right now, they'll take unnecessary, maybe sometimes way too long, EUOs, that's an examination under oath. It's like a mini deposition that they say they're entitled to. They'll place restrictions on the EUO. They'll have instructions on how they're supposed to be done. They'll have documents that they want you to bring, or they'll, in the EUO, they'll bring up documents and they'll demand that you bring those to them. So they, and make it so onerous and so hard and so difficult, make the EUO itself so difficult and so hard that you're going, I can't keep up with all this. I mean, I've got a job, I've got a career, I've got a family, I've got all the other events that are going in my life. Now you're putting these restrictions on me. You're putting these demands on me. You're making me sit here for 8 hours to talk about different things, or you're making me sit here throughout the day and go through all this questioning. And what are they setting up? They're setting up a failure to cooperate defense, because what they're saying is, we're going to get you. We're going to make it so that we put enough demands on you that you fail to honor, that we no longer have to pay for your injuries, your damages, or your losses, whether that be for a theft claim, whether that be for a fire claim, whether it be for damages to your house, whether it be for a hail and storm claim, whether it be for an uninsured or underinsured motorist claim that you're making, that you're making as a result of a car crash. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Brad Pollock. You can reach us at 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, or championsofthepeople.com. We're going to take a short break, and I'll be right back.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. See if you can solve this legal riddle for me. How can you get hurt twice in the same accident? Once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. That's twice. As my military commander used to say, we don't have problems here, we only have opportunities. Listen, when you've been injured in a car crash, your opportunity to protect yourself and your family may come only once. That's right, only once. We always tell people, when you've been injured, you must take the proper steps at the beginning and in the middle and in the end. If you take the proper steps, you can win this war. You can fulfill that opportunity. You can protect yourself, and you won't get hurt twice in the same accident. Call us, Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock in studio today, speaking with you or talking to you about the failure to cooperate defense that insurance companies use. Now, you're probably sitting there saying, look, I'm an ordinary person. I do my life. I go through with my life. And here you are talking legal jargon to me. Great, you're a lawyer. You're with a law firm. And all you're doing is talking to me about a bunch of stuff that I really don't think is going to affect me. And it certainly isn't a major concern of my life right now. And that may be true. For some of you, you do have claims you have pending with insurance companies, whether it be your underinsured motorist claim, your uninsured motorist claim because you've been in a crash and there wasn't enough insurance on the other side to take care of you. For others of you, you do have claims pending where there's been a theft claim, where there's been a robbery claim, where there's been a fire claim and there's been damage to your home or to your car or to some other piece of property you own. Others of you are looking and saying, you know, that hailstorm from last year, I still don't have my roof fixed. I'm still fighting with the insurance company. I'm still having all sorts of problems with the insurance company. And you're having to figure out what to do. If you're in any of those instances, whether you're trying to recover from a crash, from injuries that you sustained, whether you're trying to recover for damage to your property, give us a call, Bell and Pollock. We've been here since 1984, serving the Denver metropolitan community and the entire state of Colorado. We have tried cases, gone to trial, and handled cases throughout the state of Colorado. We have tried many cases since 1984. We've had great results. We also have represented people and gotten their cases resolved without having to go to trial, getting them great results by doing the appropriate acts and making sure we're protecting our clients. You can call us at 303-795-5900, or you can reach us at bellpollock.com. That's BellPollock, or at championsofthepeople.com. Any one of those methods will get you to us. And when you get to us, you're going to find an interactive website. You're going to have a way that you can talk to us, that you can get information from us, that you can leave us messages, that we can get back to you. You're going to find when you want to meet with our firm that you can do it virtually that you can do it by Zoom or any other method that we can put together for you. And you can do your case essentially without ever having to come in. If you're worried about coronavirus, if you're worried about the personal contact, you'll be able to come in and just deal with this. And if you want to come in and deal with this, if you want to come in and talk to us, you're going to find us friendly and willing to bring you in. We'll have you in a conference room. Our conference rooms are cleaned after every use. They're sanitized. You'll walk into a sanitized environment. Our lawyers have masks. So does our staff. Everybody you're dealing with will have a mask, and they'll stay 6 feet away from you. If you want to take the mask down once we're in conference, we can do that with you and stay 6 feet away. We can make sure that you're protected and you have no real concerns about your physical and your health safety. The way we are here to take care of you and to help you with what you need to do to make sure that you're protected in your case and to make sure that you get your case, to make sure you get recovery. Now, when you're dealing with an insurance company, you would think your insurance company would be nice to you. You'd think you're a customer. And the insurance companies will make you a great customer, and they'll take care of you when they're collecting your premium or getting you to write their policy. But when it comes time to make a claim, watch out. The attorneys they have, and I can name a number of them for you, are attorneys who have only one goal in mind, and that's to set you up not to pay you. They could care less if you have a claim. They could care less if you've had a loss. That's not their concern. They're insurance defense attorneys, and their goal is to mitigate the amount of money that's going to be paid to you. And if they can do it by having you stumble over your own actions or inactions, they're going to do it. And what I mean by having you stumble over your own actions or inactions, forever, they have advocated and they've argued and they've stated, we want a failure to cooperate defense. And they try to set it up. And failure to cooperate has been a thorn in the ability to get things done forever. And what is the problem? Failure to cooperate is a simple thing where the insurance company makes demands on you, sometimes very onerous demands, and they make requirements of you, and they make you do certain things, and they want it done within a certain length of time. And sometimes they want things done that are ridiculous, that far exceed anything that would have to do with your actual claim. And they say, look at your policy. Your policy says you have to cooperate with us. Your policy says you have to do what we say. And we find this to be, maybe it's far-fetched, but we find this to be a potential thing we want to know about. So you're going to have to go take care of these problems, and you're going to have to come back to us, or we'll assert a failure to cooperate defense. And when we assert that failure to cooperate defense, we will then put you in a situation where we don't have to pay you a dime, where we can say you didn't cooperate. Some insurance companies will treat their customers horribly with slow and delayed investigation because the companies lack a sufficient number of motivated adjusters and investigators who determine losses in good faith. Some insurance companies will use adjusters that they know are going to value your losses artificially low. They'll use attorneys they know are going to actually act in bad faith. They're going to harass you, that are going to do things to bother you, to try to defeat your claim. They'll get adjusters that they know are going to, that always will determine your damages to be much lower than they are. And a number of the insurance companies will ask for hundreds, if not thousands, of pages of documents, along with multiple examinations. And we talked about that earlier. Those are EUOs. So they'll do that. The attorneys for some of these companies will take months to review your documents. They'll make up requests for information. And as a basic situation, they'll use all of these demands to argue when you don't give it to them that you failed to cooperate. Well, Colorado has passed a law, and that law has now come into effect. It's House Bill 20-1290. It'll be codified after it goes through a necessary process. But House Bill 20-1290. And that House bill is a law that addresses and fights off the failure to cooperate defense. Because what it does is it requires the insurance company to take certain actions before it can yell that there's some kind of defense that it has for you having failed to cooperate. The first thing the insurance company has to do is it has to submit a written request for information that it seeks to from the insured or the insured's representative. It has to do it by certified mail or by electronic means if consented to by the insured or the insured's representative. So if you don't consent to the electronic means, then it has to do it by certified mail. Now, a lot of people are afraid to pick up those certified letters, but you got to pick it up. And then it's got to be for information that is not available to the insurer without the insistence of the insured. So they can't go asking you and telling you you got to bring them stuff that they already have or they can get without your assistance. They've got to ask for information that only the insured has. And a very important part, the written request has to provide that the insured has 60 days to respond. That's right, 60 days to respond. More than enough time. If it's not enough time, you can do something about it, but you've got to get yourself in a situation where you respond within 60 days. And that's why you need a lawyer to help you with a legal game plan. That's why you want to contact the law firm of Bell and Pollock. You can contact us at bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com, or at 303-795-5900. Now, when they ask you to get for this information, it's got to be a written request for information that a reasonable person would determine the insurer needs to adjust the claim filed by the insured or to prevent fraud. So it can't be just pulling stuff out of the air. I've actually watched attorneys do demands and examinations under oath for the insurance companies asking for the most ridiculous stuff that has nothing to do with the claim. And they're going to yell failure to cooperate. Now they can't do it. Now the law has stopped them. And it's terrible that we needed to pass laws to get insurance companies and the insurance defense lawyers to act appropriately, to act within the proper means of a civilized society, adjusting a claim to help somebody who's been hurt that entered into a contract where they're supposed to be helped. But we had to. And now those attorneys are going to be stopped. It's not going to happen. So they have to ask information that a reasonable person would determine the insurer needs to adjust the claim filed by the insured or to prevent fraud. Then the carrier has, once the carrier has given the insured an opportunity to cure, or then the, I'm sorry, the carrier has to give the insured an opportunity to cure anything the insured has done wrong. So if that includes, they have to furnish a written notice to the insured, to you, of the alleged failure to cooperate. They have to describe with particularity the alleged failure. And they have to say within 60 days of alleged failure, they have to give you a chance to cure that problem. So you're getting another 60 days. They have to allow that 60 days after receipt of written notice to cure. So they have to give you 60 days to give it. If you don't give it to them, or if you don't give it the way they want it, they have to give you with particularity exactly what they think you did wrong. And then they have to give you another 60 days to cure that failure to cooperate. And it's all got to be reasonable. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, Brad Pollock in studio. You can reach us at 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, or Champions of the People. If you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another, if your property has been damaged and should be covered by insurance, you contact us, 303-795-5900. I'll be right back.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. This is your Legal Minute. How does this job ad sound to you? $10,000 a week. What do you think? You got to work 24/7. You get no vacation, no breaks, no benefits. You can't go home at 5. You can't get another job. You can't leave. You can't quit. No retirement, no promotions, no pay increases, no bonuses. Guess what? That's exactly how an injury goes. You've been injured in a car crash. You just inherited a brand new career. What about the pain? What about the numbness? What about the alteration of lifestyle? You just inherited a new career. Want the job? Call us, Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock here to take care of your legal needs. The law firm is Bell and Pollock. You can reach us at 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. I've been talking to you today about the new law in Colorado that, yes, our legislature had to pass to curb insurance companies again and to deal with the fact that they like to make arguments of failure to cooperate. It's now codified how they can make that failure to cooperate defense, and it's also codified how you can protect yourself against it. You want to make sure your lawyer knows about it. I've talked about it. Listen, you can rerun our show. You can get get a podcast off our show and get this show off our website. And you can get whatever information you need to be able to learn about the failure to cooperate defense, or you can just call us. You can come see us. You can talk to us. You can get on our interactive website, bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com, 303-795-5900. We'll be back next week to talk to you about another legal topic.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. As my military commander used to say, listen up. This is very important. When you have an injury claim and you've been injured in a car crash, you're in a war. Understand, it's a war. The insurance company for the at-fault party is going to try to beat your claim, defeat your claim. They're going to try to delay your claim and deny your claim. And you say, wait a minute, I was rear-ended. This accident was not my fault. Surely there must be some insurance company that's going to pay me. Surely that's what insurance is for. Surely they're going to be fair to me. This was not my fault. When you understand it's a war, when you finally grasp that concept, when you finally have it, you can win the war on your injury claim. Bell and Pollock can help you. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.